재미와 지식의 오디오 라이프. 팟빵!
Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding areas. You're hanging out with me, Kayla. And today we are going to take a look at some headlines on this day in history. Now, today, it is Monday, July 20th, 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 7월 20일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? Let's take a look at this here. It came out in 1987, and we're talking kind of about, like, sense of family, being with your family, this kind of idea behind it. So I'll tell you what I mean here in a minute. We'll break it down from Korean first, and then into English. So let's get to this. It says, 내 방, 내 전화, 내 TV. 무너지는 가족 공동 의식. And so what's that saying there? I'm going to read this out here, one long kind of headline. It's saying, my room, my telephone, my TV. The sense of belonging with family is collapsing. Now, remember, this is 1987 here, so I'm sure there was a lot of technological developments going on at this time. But what they're kind of talking about here, to give you a general overview, is that a lot of the times when people would buy things such as, you know, items like cameras or radios or cassette players or things like that, it was usually bought as like a whole for the family to use together. But what this article was saying is that at this time, back in 1987, more people were starting to go towards owning your own personal stuff rather than as a collective unit as the family. So if we want to break down this headline, I'd say let's first start off by taking each of these things that they're talking about. 내 방, 내 전화, 내 TV. So 내 is the term for my thing, my room, my telephone, my TV. So when we have 방 is the word for room, and then 전화 is the word for telephone. So you're saying my room, my telephone, 내 방, 내 전화, 내 TV. So I'm sure you guys know TV. I don't have to break that one down for you. But we've got that one there. But then it's talking about that sense of belonging with family. So you guys might remember that 가족 is the term for family. We use that term, 가족. But the 공동 의식 is when we're talking about like the collective consciousness here. So 공동 is the term for collective or something that is shared, something that's like a common thing. And then 의식 is that term for like a sense of or like consciousness of, I guess you could say. So just kind of that sense of belonging with family. And then it's talking about how it's collapsing. 무너지다. 무너지다. That's the term for to collapse or to fall apart here. And so it sounds rather dramatic here, but in the article, they're just kind of talking about how it's more moving into this economic freedom and this sense of modern individualism, people kind of focusing less on the communal aspect and more on the individual aspect of things. So a lot of kids were kind of more in their rooms using their own personal cassette radios or audio or telephone and things. And the article was kind of critiquing about how they weren't spending as much time talking together as a family. And they said a lot of this phenomenon is kind of causing this individualization to kind of rise because of income levels rising and family sizes decreasing here. So it's less big families, much more smaller families here. Now that could be true. I can't say I know. Part of me thinks it might just be age personally. When I was going through puberty and I was all moody and grumpy, I didn't really want to spend time with my family. I just wanted to be alone in my room. I didn't want to, you know, sit and watch TV together. But now I absolutely love spending time with my family or love spending time with my friends. So who knows? It might be the technological advancement or maybe it just might be age. I can't say for certain, but I'm curious to see what you guys have to say. Do you guys prefer to spend time alone or do you guys prefer to spend more time with people? Are you more of a social gatherer here? Let me know in the comments on TBS EFM YouTube live stream page. I'd love to hear from you guys. 네, 여러분은 혼자 시간을 보내는 것과 사람들과 보내는 것 중 어떤 어떤 것을 더 선호하시나요?
Let me know by sending us a message and just send us a message for 51 to hashtag 1013 and one of our lucky listeners will receive a voucher that's worth 50,000 won from Vato. So please answer any phone calls that come from O2 and let them know that you listen to 한국어 천재 from 8 to 9 p.m.
네, 50원의 유료 문자 샵 1013에 보내주시면 추첨을 통해 바토스 코리아 5만 원 상품권을 보내드립니다.
But now let's take a listen to our next song. It's called Leave Me Alone and it's by Michael Jackson. Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3. Now, before we get into our final headline for today, I just want to get to some of these great messages I got in from you all. Now, the first one here is from 2021. It says, Hi, Kayla. I'm a complete 곰손. It's so cute. However, my husband is really 금손 who can fix any machines. Probably my daughter inherited her daddy's talent, so she is enjoying putting together toys with real tools like screwdrivers. Your daughter sounds really talented too. That's so incredible. She's able to work those and she enjoys it. Oh, I see a 금손 in the future there for her. I absolutely love this message. Thank you so much. So we're going to send you a Vato's coupon. Thank you so much. And also we got a message in from 8829님. It says, 원래는 사람들과 보내는 시간을 즐겼지만 요즘은 아이들과 매일 시간을 같이 보내면서 저 혼자만의 시간을 더 좋아졌어요. 그쵸? 요즘 뭐 코로나 사태가 너무 안 좋아지고 뭐 원래는 사람들과 보내는 시간을 좀 즐겁지만 뭐 그냥 매일 하루 종일 같은 사람이랑 같이 있으면 힘들 수도 있죠. I live by myself. 저 혼자 사니까. I don't really have that issue here, but I can imagine that they're saying here, normally they like spending time with people, but these days they spend every day with their kids, so they kind of appreciate those moments by themselves. I completely understand that. 메시지를 보내주셔서 감사합니다. Thank you. 3433님 says, 평일에는 혼자 쉬고 싶지만 주말에는 여자친구와 함께 하고 싶어요. 그쵸? 당연하죠. 주말에는 그냥 데이트하고 근교 드라이브하고 뭐 막 이렇게 재밌는 거 같이 하는 거 당연히 즐겁죠. Oh my goodness. Today my mouth is not working. And also we got just got a message in here from 1904님. It says, 다른 사람이랑 보내는 게 좋아요. 행복은 나눌수록 커지니까요. 당연하죠. 저도 오늘 친구들이랑 그냥 커피 한 잔 같이 하고 점심 같이 먹었는데 되게 즐거웠어요. I also like this person here is saying they love spending time with other people and that's where you can share the happiness. 행복은 나눌수록 커지니까요. Because as you share it, your kind of happiness grows here as you're together. So I love that saying. 다 메시지 재밌는 메시지 많이 보내주셔서 정말 감사합니다. I love it. But now we do have one more headline to get to, so let's get to it. Headline Korean. You guys know the drill here. We're going to take this headline, we're going to break it on down, and just give you those key words, the key phrases, and the key facts that you need in order to understand what's going on in this article here. So keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea by tuning into Headline Korean every day with me. Now, today's article is going to be talking about skincare products and brands. Now, I feel like this isn't just applicable to Korea. For me personally, I felt like I had noticed this while living in the States as well. So maybe you guys will have some input on this. I would love to hear your thoughts. But first, we'll read it off in Korean and then we'll switch it on over into English. So let's get to it here. It says, 브랜드보다 효능, 화장품 선택 기준이 달라졌다. Now, what that's saying there is effects over brands. And what they're talking about is the effectiveness of a product. So the effectiveness there over the brand. You guys remember when we talked about 보다, it's usually used as when you're comparing something. So instead of just the brand, we're talking about this effectiveness, the 효능. 효능 is that term for effectiveness. And then you guys know brand, I'm sure. But we're talking about how the standard for choosing cosmetics have changed. And so when you guys, when we're talking about cosmetics here, we're talking about 화장품. 화장품. So 화장품 is the term for cosmetics, and they're talking about the standards for choosing it. Now, we've actually learned the word for choosing. 선택, 선택하다. That's the term to choose or a choice. And then 기준 is the term for a criteria or a standard that you're kind of setting here. So these standards for choosing your cosmetics have changed. 달라졌다. 달라졌다. That's the term for 달라지다 is kind of when something has changed. So we're going to be looking at this here, and it's saying that according to this article here, for people in their 20s and 30s, the general consumer perception, we could maybe say, has changed a lot compared to perhaps their mother's generation or their grandmother's generation, or, you know, just general other people in their family, perhaps. For example, according to this article here, older generations, previous generations, tended to have more of a brand loyalty. They would often buy things and get the entire line, skincare line, you could say, like toners, lotions, creams, all from the same brand. But according to this article here, people these days in their 20s and 30s are kind of collecting and analyzing information based on the actual effectiveness of products rather than just sticking to a brand because they like that brand in general. They kind of choose each thing based on reviews and information online and SNS and the marketing tactics. And they will also try more different options instead of just sticking to one thing. This article is saying that a lot of people are kind of more experimental here. And so I'm kind of curious to see if you guys are similar. I have to agree, I personally do not have any brand loyalty. I will try a ton of different things to see what works for me. But I'm curious to hear what you have to say. So let me know in the comments. I'd love to hear from you. 네, 여러분은 물건을 살 때 브랜드를 보고 구매하나요? 아니면 상품 효과 때문에 구매하시나요? 50원에 유료 문자 샵 1013에 보내주시면 추첨을 통해 마토스 코리아 5만원 상품권을 보내드립니다. Come eat, drink, and chill at Vato's Urban Tacos, Itaewon, Jamsil, Pyeongtaek, and coming soon in August to the COEX at Samsung Station. But now, let's listen to our next song. It's by Sista, and it's called Girls Do It. Four, three, two, one. Do you know what just started? I don't care what you wanted.